Welcome back. This is Notepad. I want to touch a little bit more on an issue that is very close to my heart, which is, of course, addiction towards nicotine. Over the past few decades, I myself have struggled with the addiction of nicotine. I wonder if the government's taking stronger measures in the near term. In fact, the story has indeed begun. The government plans to outlaw smoking for the next generation by prohibiting the sale of cigarettes and tobacco products to people born after 2005. Speaking at the 150th session of the World Health Organization's Exco Board meeting in Geneva a few days ago, Health Minister Yang Berhormat Khairi Jamaluddin said that the country hopes to pass legislation this year which will bring about a so-called generation endgame to smoking. Here he is speaking about the issue.
Malaysia would like to highlight the negative impact of tobacco on NCDs, which is well known. We, like some other WePro countries, hope to pass a legislation this year which, if successful, will bring about a generation endgame to smoking by making it illegal for the sale of tobacco and other smoking products to anyone born after 2005. Malaysia feels this will have a significant impact in preventing and controlling NCDs.
That was the Health Minister, Yang Berhormat Khairi Jamaluddin. He also talked about a generational endgame in his 2022 New Year message to the Health Ministry, stating that there will come a time when the next generation will no longer know what a cigarette is. We've seen how some of the countries around the world are actually approaching this. In fact, it was discussed at length on our sister show, Consider This, where my colleagues Melissa Idris and Sharad Kutan explore or deep dive onto the issue of how to ban nicotine sale towards younger generation, or in this case, those born above 2005. I tweeted this issue. And of course, there are plenty of items that can be discussed. I just want to play some of the tweets that were replying to me, highlighting the concern by netizens around the country as well as around the globe on the seriousness of the issue. Take a look into some of the things that they have tweeted to me on my timeline. As you can see, there are a lot of regret coming in from those who smoke, myself included. For whatever reason that we started smoking, many of us could quit cold turkey, many of us quit for a long time, but relapse, and many of us never did quit however, continue to harbour that kind of ambition. Whatever the reasons may be or whatever the stage life that you are at, my suggestion is to look for resources that are being made available to you if you want to quit. I've been chewing nicotine gum for the longest of time. There are moments that I relapse, but there are other resources out there. JomQuit.com is one of them. Those are the kind of resources that you might want to look at when it comes to quitting smoking. The battle to address addiction is an ongoing one. And of course, there's a lot of sources and support that is needed from those around you. My call for you is that it's a new year. Of course, Chinese New Year is coming in. Use these two opportunities, being into 2022 as well as harbouring in the new year. Use this as an opportunity for you to continue your urge to quit smoking. The effort for us to fight this addiction is an ongoing one. That's it for this show. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Enjoy your weekend.